You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, February 4th, 2025. At last, new NGL pipes, fracs, and LPG export terminal give MPLX, ONEOK what they've wanted. Published by Housley Carr. It finally happened. And it's a very big deal for MPLX and ONEOK, both of which have been working for years to become full-fledged members of the elite NGL wellhead-to-water club. But the company's announcements that MPLX will build two fractionators at the terminus of a new NGL pipeline from Sweeny to Texas City and that ONEOK and MPLX will joint build a new LPG export terminal nearby and a new purity product pipeline between Mont Belvieu and the terminal doesn't just fill in the missing pieces of the puzzle they've been assembling. The plans also will give Gulf Coast LPG exporters the additional capacity they desperately need and, no small thing, create another fractionation hub. In today's RBN blog, we discuss what MPLX and ONEOK are planning and why it matters. In a drill-down report in late 2023, we described the NGL networks owned and operated by the four large midstream companies Enterprise Products Partners, Energy Transfer, Targa Resources, and Phillips 66, that currently provide wellhead-to-water services, everything from gas processing plants in the Permian and other places to long-haul NGL pipelines to the Gulf Coast to fractionation plants, almost all of them in Mont Belvieu, and export terminals for purity NGL products. As we said then, that start-to-finish management of the NGL stream provides a number of important benefits, chief among them, the ability to operate with extraordinary efficiency, collect fees from shippers each step of the way, and feed pipelines, fractionators, storage, and export terminals along the network's value chain. In several RBN blogs and analyst insights since then, we've discussed the need for more NGL export capacity and plans for projects to meet those needs. We've also looked at plans by ONEOK and MPLX to expand the NGL side of their businesses, many of them aimed at enhancing the company's operational optionality and wellhead-to-water capabilities. Two recent ONEOK deals are most relevant to our discussion today. First, in June 2024, ONEOK closed on the purchase of 450 miles of NGL and other liquids pipelines in the greater Houston area from Easton Energy and announced plans to connect the NGL system to ONEOK's Mont Belvieu assets. Then, in a two-step deal, the latter part of which closed on January 30th, ONEOK acquired EnLink Midstream, which, among other things, gave ONEOK 1.6 BCF per day of gas processing capacity in the Permian. ONEOK already owned a host of valuable NGL-related assets, including several gas processing plants in the Rockies and Mid-Continent, a handful of NGL pipeline systems, West Texas NGL, Elk Creek and Bakken NGL among them, more than 1 million barrels per day of fractionation capacity, more than two-thirds of it in Mont Belvieu, where it owns six fracs, and 30 million barrels of salt cavern storage capacity for NGLs. MPLX has been taking strategic steps of its own, the most important of which are its build-out of gas processing capacity in the Permian, and its deepening involvement in the development of the Bengal-Belvieu Alternative NGL pipeline. As we discussed in Strange Bedfellows, the Bengal project was conceived in 2018 by JV partners MPLX, Whitewater Midstream, Diamondback Energy's Rattler Midstream affiliate, and West Texas Gas to provide Permian NGL producers and shippers a route to move mixed NGLs, aka Y-grade, from MPLX and other gas processing plants in West Texas to non-Mont Belvieu fractionators, or more specifically to the Sweeny Hub, where Phillips 66 owns several fracs. The dislocations associated with early-stage COVID set back the Bengal project, but in August 2020 the Bengal JV bought a 30% undivided joint interest, UJI, in the Benedum to Gardendale segment of the EPIC NGL pipeline from the Permian to the Corpus Christi area. When the pandemic eased and NGL production and demand rebounded, the Bengal JV, now co-owned by MPLX, with a 45% stake, Whitewater, also 45%, and Rattler Midstream 10%, started construction on its own 20-inch diameter NGL pipeline from Gardendale to Sweeny. MPLX filed permits with Texas regulators for the new fracs and export terminal in Texas City. An important side note, as we said a few weeks ago in Let's Work Together, Phillips 66 announced on January 8th that it had agreed to buy EPIC Y-Grade GP LLC and EPIC Y-Grade LP, the two entities that own the EPIC NGL pipeline plus two Corpus area fractionators and other assets, for $2.2 billion. MPLX said during its February 4 earnings call that it does not expect the impending change in the pipeline's ownership to affect the BANGL project or MPLX's access to Permian or Eagleford NGLs. So, with all that backstory behind us, here's what MPLX and ONEOK just announced they are committed to building. Number 1. MPLX will construct, fully own and operate an extension of the BANGL pipeline from its previously planned terminus at the Sweeny Hub to Texas City. The so-called Texas City extension will transport Y-grade and be completed in the first half of 2028. Number 2. MPLX will build and fully own two 150,000 barrels per day fractionators near Marathon Petroleum's Galveston Bay Refinery in Texas City. The first frac is slated to come online in the first half of 2028, with the second to follow in the second half of 2029. MPLX is a master limited partnership formed by Marathon Petroleum in 2012. Number 3. A 50-50 JV of MPLX and ONEOK will build, and MPLX will operate, a 400,000 barrels per day LPG export terminal with refrigerated storage for LPG in Texas City. The $1.4 billion terminal will begin operations in the first half of 2028. Number 4. An 80-20 JV of the two companies, with ONEOK holding the larger share and serving as operator, will build a new 24-inch diameter, bidirectional purity products pipeline between ONEOK's Mont Belvieu storage and the new export terminal. The MBTC pipeline, for Mont Belvieu, Texas City, is expected to cost $350 million and presumably will be built along the corridor of an existing ONEOK pipeline between the two locations. A couple of other details are worth pointing out. One is that MPLX said ethane produced at the planned fractionators will be piped to customers in the region, and the other purity products, almost all of it LPG, will be sold to Marathon Petroleum, which will be responsible for their marketing. Also, ONEOK said the LPG exports will be primarily low ethane propane, or LEP, and normal butane, or NC4, with ONEOK and MPLX each contractually reserving 200,000 barrels per day for their respective customers. With these plans, MPLX and ONEOK will have the full gamut of NGL-related assets to manage the entire NGL value chain, from gas processing plants to NGL takeaway pipelines to fractionators to an export terminal, albeit a shared one. MPLX noted during its earnings call that additional collaborations with ONEOK are possible. While the two midstreamers have taken important steps, it must be said that they are entering a highly competitive environment. As we've noted in several blogs, Enterprise and the other NGL networkers are developing new NGL takeaway pipelines and expansions, as well as new fractionators and new and expanded LPG export facilities. Even with NGL production on the rise, these midstream assets will be competing for barrels. At Last was written by Mac Gordon and Harry Warren for the 1941 musical film, Sun Valley Serenade. Glenn Miller and his orchestra recorded an instrumental version that appears in the film. Miller recorded the song several times and his 1942 version, featuring Ray Eberle on vocals, reached number 2 on the Billboard Pop Music Singles chart. Etta James' version appears as the second song on side 2 of her 1960 debut album of the same name. Released as a single in November 1960, went to number 2 on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues chart and number 47 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles charts. Her version was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999 and the Library of Congress National Recording Registry in 2009. Personnel on the record were Etta James, vocals, and uncredited orchestra musicians conducted by Riley Hampton. Celine Dion, Joni Mitchell, Christina Aguilera, and Beyoncé have covered the song. The album At Last was recorded in Chicago between January and October 1960 and produced by Phil and Leonard Chess. The Chesses felt that James's voice had pop crossover potential, so they accompanied her with an orchestra for most of the tracks on the album. It was released in November 1960 and went to number 12 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. Four singles were released from the LP. Etta James, Jamesetta Hawkins, was an American rhythm and blues singer and songwriter. She released 30 studio albums, 3 live albums, 6 compilation albums and 58 singles. She received the Rhythm and Blues Foundation Award in 1989 and the NAACP Image Hall of Fame Award in 1990. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993 and received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2003 and a Billboard R&B Founder Award in 2006. James died in January 2012 in Riverside, California, at the age of 73. At the request of Etta James's family, Christina Aguilera sang At Last at her funeral.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.